And I believe we are live.
Yes, we are our first live show.
Yes, I am actually just going to do a little check over here because like we tried this a minute ago and we had some tech difficulties. And I do see that we are live. So just un momento, I want to make sure that you can actually see me on the screen. And I do see. And it appears to be working. So hopefully we won't have tech difficulties once I try to share. GenFT, yes. How the heck are you? You've been traveling for some days.
Yes, I am very good. I am actually located right now going live from New Hampshire. It's a long ways from where we go. Equally as hot here, though. But yeah, we just got here about 10 minutes ago, literally 10 minutes ago. But everything went smoothly as far as travel goes. So I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to be here with everyone.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah. So I'm excited to try something new today. We thought it would be fun to go live with the news. So just a little bit of a different format today. We've got some interesting news, I think. We're going to talk about Meta is, of course, developing a metaverse wallet. So they are doubling down on NFTs. We've got MasterCard entering the NFT space. Mm-hmm. OpenSea had a breach, an email breach. Oopsie. And Kevin Hart is diving into NFTs. And then this last one I think is really funny. And it is Pringles is hiring in the metaverse. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen and we're going to walk through, hopefully we're going to walk through these articles.
Let's do it.
And here we go. Oh, nope. Doesn't like that one. Hold tight.
These are the kind of inner workings of going live, right?
Right. Isn't it fun? Okay. So hopefully everybody can see my screen and we've got Meta developing the metaverse wallet. Meta is also known as Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, the man behind all of that. Doubling down on NFTs.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, they have the money, right? I think there's so many people stepping into the metaverse and the NFT space who don't have nearly the resources that, an organization like Meta has. So ultimately, it's no surprise to me. We know, obviously, Facebook changed its name to Meta. So we knew that this was coming. We knew that this is the direction they were are taking the company. And ultimately, I'm not surprised that they are going at it strong. They have the resources, the human resources, the financial resources to make it succeed. I think they're going to go all the way. I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I agree. It looks like basically you're going to be able to pay for things much like you do. I don't know about you, GenFT, but I've got an Oculus and it's connected to Facebook and that account and it makes it really easy. I just go in there and click buy, enter my little PIN code so that not just anybody can, put on my Oculus and buy everything in the store, but pretty much they make it really easy to buy. And I can imagine that is how this will be once this metaverse wallet is active.
Yeah, it is exactly what you just said, super user-friendly to use Oculus and to purchase games within kind of that virtual world. And so, I think they, think about it, Facebook is really, the foundation of Facebook is ease of access for everyone. And ease of use. And so I would imagine that they're going to make their wallet pretty user friendly. I find a lot of the wallets to be fairly user friendly, so I don't find it to be a huge hurdle, but not surprised. And I think they're definitely going to do, I would imagine it's going to be actually a kind of fun feature for Facebook to come out with, or Meta.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting for sure. So MasterCard is moving into enabling direct NFT payment options for the marketplace. So it's so interesting to me, the fact that, you know, I feel like all these big companies originally were like, nope, not doing Bitcoin, not getting into crypto, not going to be a part of this. Like, they were very much anti, you know, and now they're all like, oh, okay, I guess we better do this. We better start thinking about it. So MasterCard is moving into the gaming and it looks like Immutable X, Candy Digital, I'm not familiar with, but they are working with Sandbox, Mintable, Spring, Nifty Gateway, and looks like they have partnered with MoonPay to make all this happen in the metaverse. So,
yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, but I purchase nearly everything using my credit card. Then I pay it off every month. That's just how I use like my credit card for literally everyday groceries and purchases,
everything,
literally everything I put on the credit card. And then it automatically comes out of my account at the end of the month. That is good habits because you get a lot of cool features like airline points or, you know, money back, things like that. So to me, it's a no brainer. And I've just kind of built my life around using credit cards. So I'm excited for a MasterCard to, like you just said, you know, to become crypto friendly. It's just going to make things easier. I've already used MoonPay to purchase ETH and then to ultimately purchase NFTs. And the process is super user friendly and easy. So I think like I'm all for it. I love credit cards. So I'm all for it.
I agree. I think that it's really going to make a difference for onboarding people that don't necessarily want to have to go through the hassle of buying crypto, figuring out how to buy crypto, which we all know can be very challenging, you know, if you're not familiar. And this will make it way easier for people that are interested in NFTs to get into the space.
Correct.
So
yeah.
I'm excited. Okay. So let's talk about OpenSea and what happened here. I hate it when this stuff like this happens, but you know, unfortunately with them, it was, I guess, a vendor, and somehow their vendor exposed everybody's emails. I unfortunately got two of these emails because I got one to my normal email address and one to the Nifty Chicks email address. So yay, double breached.
Yeah, this is a reality that we're faced with. We're still
all the time. I feel like.
What was that?
I just said I feel like we're exposed to this all the time. Like this is
yes.
It's like every day you get an email that says that you've been breached.
Yeah, we're new, right? So all of the technology is new. Relatively, right? Some people may be like, oh my gosh, it's years old. Yes, but the way people are using this technology is new. And the more people that are coming into the space, the more the masses are utilizing this technology. It's just putting it's where like all those holes are being poked. So I'm not surprised that this is continuously happening. I think we're going to see this until things get really buttoned up. And this is probably going to be years down the road. We're going to frequently see this, which is why anybody who is engaging in the NFT world or even the crypto world needs to be super suspicious about everything. And anytime I read this article, because I got this news alert as well, actually on my Apple News, and I immediately said to my husband, I was like, I never open, I'm always suspicious of every single email that's crypto related. So I literally would not click on a link until I knew from an article like that it was legitimate. So don't click on links. Even if you get an email that says like, hey, your, you know, OpenSea wallet has been hacked, click here to get help. Like, don't click here. Just don't.
Don't do it.
Just don't do it. Make sure that like, and even the email that I got looked a little suspicious that said that OpenSea had been hacked. It looked suspicious. So I was like, I'm not engaging on this email. I'm going to make sure, like, I signed into OpenSea. I made sure that, like, my stuff is there, and it is, and I feel okay, but I'm not engaging on email. I'm just not.
Yep. No, I agree. I will say I like the fact that at least OpenSea put out safety recommendations with the announcement. So, I mean, basically the same things that you're saying is, like, don't click on URLs. Obviously, we've said this a million times, never share your password, never share your wallet phrase, never share your keywords, never, just don't ever share that. Right. You know, don't sign wallet transactions. JetFT and I've talked about this before, that, like, for example, you know, we were just at NFT NYC. There were a lot of places that were like, oh, connect your wallet to this, to get that, to get into this, to do that. When I got home, that was one of the first things I did. Mm-hmm. Was I just disconnected my wallet from every single thing that I was connected to. So, you know, in all these tips and tricks that I feel like we talk about all the time, but we want to make sure that you guys stay safe out there. And it does make me laugh, though, every time now that we talk about suspicious activity, and I just see that meme that we shared a few weeks ago in my head.
It's so good.
I can't help it. Yeah.
But yeah. So, I mean, I think years to come, it's just going to be the nature of our world in the crypto and NFT space. So, like, if anybody is, I would say this is probably not the best way to say this, but if there's anyone who knows they're naturally, I don't love the word gullible, but if they're naturally the type of person that, like, clicks on things a little carelessly, maybe this isn't the space for you. Maybe wait a couple years until things are a little bit more buttoned up as from a security perspective, because we're new and we don't want anyone to specifically, like, it's one thing if you make a bad, you know, investment decision, that's on you, do your own research, but to fall for a scam or, you know, hacking, that would break my absolute heart. So just know yourself and know that if you're the type of person that does carelessly click on things, then maybe pause on entering this space until you feel like more security and regulations are in place.
Well, and maybe just don't do that.
Yes, but that's also saying, like, maybe change who you are.
Well, just be more careful, because it really is. I mean, it's just the internet in general can be, like, a scary place, but then you throw in crypto and NFTs and scammers around every corner. You just really need to protect yourself.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm. So Kevin Hart is diving into NFTs and the metaverse pool. Look, I think these are actually pretty cute of him.
Okay, I absolutely love the Confessions from the Heart. Will launch exclusively on Roku channel on Wednesday, July 6th, which is his birthday. Like, what a cool freaking name. Confessions of the Heart.
That's cute. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I think this is great.
This is just going to be, more and more as the world shifts a little bit more streamlined. I think celebrities are going to jump on the bandwagon, because they know that if they don't, they're going to miss the boat.
I think it's a great way for them to connect with their fans too. Like, it takes it to the next level.
Exactly. There's a lot of cool utility with NFTs, like concert tickets, you know, one-on-one Zoom calls, things like that, celebrities have the ability to tap into if they do it correctly. So I think this is just going to be one of many, 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 many more celebrities to jump on the bandwagon and get involved.
Yeah, very cool. And lastly, I want to share this one just because I thought it was really funny. Where is it? So Pringles will hire you to work inside of a video game. Basically, you're going to be their stalker. Not stalker, stalker, like stalker as in the grocery store. Let's see if I can play this video. Maybe.
Hey there. Want to get paid to work as an NPC? Oops. Sorry. It's only open to real humans.
Aww.
Apply now. Mind popping.
How fun is that?
That's really fun. Yeah, I mean,
I think it's super creative of Pringles.
100%. And like, I feel like I want to apply just because I feel like that.
So I don't know that we can. I think it's only for Europe. But basically, you have to post a video or selfie with Pringles on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Use the hashtag Pringles Stay in the Game and explain why you would be the best vending machine filler. Deadline is July 6th.
That's
and they're holding job interviews for this.
That's so funny. Yeah, it says the game is Train Sim World, a train simulation game available with Xbox Game Pass, and the job is being a Pringles vending machine refiller. So
you get paid like $20,000.
That doesn't seem like a lot of work to do for $20,000.
Yeah, but I don't think you really have to do anything.
I don't think
you actually do anything.
I mean, you have to restock the vending machine.
Yeah. The prize is a cool $24,263 or approximately 20 euro.
Oh my gosh, that's fun.
20,000 euro.
Yeah. It's another way for companies to kind of encourage people to get involved, even if they're not typically, you know, crypto people or NFT people. Just if you're a fan of Pringles, then you can get involved. And it doesn't seem like a lot of work. I'm sure there's some sort of tech that needs to be involved and you need to be somewhat tech efficient. But I mean, why not?
Yeah.
That sounds fun. I love Pringles.
Yeah. I think it's really fun. So I guess I would love to hear what everybody thinks about the live news format, if we should continue doing this, or if you prefer the regular format where we record it and then share it out with you. But I think this has been fun. I think I like the live format, but minus the tech issues, since we went live and you couldn't see me, and then the screen sharing is not cooperating with me today. But other than that, feel free to, you know, leave us a comment, make sure to subscribe on YouTube and click the bell. That way you never miss a Nifty Chicks episode, and I will let you take it home, Jen FT.
Right. This has been so much fun with you, Minty Cell. And of course, to all of our listeners, thanks for joining. Always remember, invest in yourself. You are worth it. Please listen carefully to the following disclaimer. Neither the host nor the guests of the Nifty Chicks podcast are acting in the capacity of financial advisors. We wish to remain transparent and impartial to the NFT community at all times, and therefore, the content provided by the Nifty Chicks hosts and guests are intended for general information purposes only. Nothing written or discussed by the Nifty Chicks hosts and guests should be construed or relied upon as investment, financial, legal, regulatory, accounting, tax, or similar advice. Nothing should be interpreted as a solicitation to invest in any cryptocurrency or NFT, and nothing herein should be construed as a recommendation to engage in any investment strategy or transaction. Please be advised that it is in your own best interest to consult with investment, legal, tax, or similar professionals regarding any specific situation and any prospective transaction decisions. You must do your own research when considering investing in cryptocurrencies or NFTs. We are simply sharing our journey with you as we learn more about the world of NFTs. Happy minting.